Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries, and I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Tonight, I just wanted to speak encouragement over your situation. Whatever you may be facing, whatever you may be going through, there is a word of encouragement for you. Let me just share with you what has been placed in my spirit tonight. A month ago, the Holy Spirit had me to revisit the book of Joshua. Upon studying this book in depth, I came away with a new perspective about our fiery trials, all that Joshua had to encounter, the many battles against multiple enemies that even though they disliked each other, came together in an attempt to defeat Joshua. Achan's selfishness, the walls of Jericho, the infuriated kings, yet he still came out victorious and graced the promised land. Which is a reminder that even when the attack is sent by the enemy, it's not enough to overcome the hand of God on your life. And more so, if you were not a threat to the kingdom of darkness, the enemy would not be fighting so hard. So be encouraged. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me again tonight, right before I prepared to come on tonight, again, I heard a message about Joshua. I thought, he is preparing me for something. He wants me to know that when the enemy comes at me in one direction, the enemy will have to flee in seven directions, for he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. So be encouraged. Then I was praying about the focus scripture for my life tonight, and Joshua 1:9 was put in my spirit, and I began to praise him because God is speaking. And I wanted to share with you that the hope of the Lord, so that you can find peace in the midst of your storm. So I want to read this scripture, Joshua 1:9, and then I just want to speak encouragement over you through scripture. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Listen, when you find yourself in the midst of a trial, discouraged about your situation, confused or frustrated about what is happening in your life, please know that nothing that you are facing has caught God by surprise. In fact, he has already factored in every mistake, every wrong choice, every attack of the enemy, and the promises that, according to Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of those who love him, to whom have been called according to his purpose. "For these things are spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. For no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that comes up against thee shall be condemned. So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, and all thee that hope in the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Because before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." So when you feel like giving up, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. So cast all your cares unto him, because he cares for you. Therefore fear thee not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. And take not no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. For I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I will be with you even until the end of time. So stay the course. Walk by faith and not by sight. Do not be moved by what you see, but only what God says. For the word will not return unto him void, and it shall accomplish that he has sent it to accomplish. Again, be of good courage, neither be dismayed, for I am in full control, and I will make a way out of no way, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you shall be blessed for your faithfulness. You will be repaid double for your trouble, and every tear, sown and sorrow will be replaced with joy. Now go in peace. Not as the world giveth, but only the peace that God gives is sufficient. For my grace abounds and my mercies are new every morning, says the Lord. And I will reward them that diligently seek me. So just remember, nothing is too hard for God. Your situation is only a test. And God has prepared you to be victorious in every situation that comes to destroy your peace and to steal your joy. Seek him where he may be found. Look to the hill from whence all your help cometh. Cry unto him and he will answer you. And then when the time is right, he will deliver you. He will bless you. He will elevate you. He will heal you. Whatever you're standing in the need of, God is able and willing. But your faith has to be activated so that your fear doesn't overtake it. Rejoice. Praise him while you wait. Thank him in advance. But as it is written, I hadn't seen nor ears have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So be encouraged on tonight. Rest knowing that God has your best interest at heart, and that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen, and be blessed until we speak again.
Praise in the room.